time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into today's show, Hump Day Wednesday, December 27th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to thank Izzy Lyman for subbing in for me yesterday. I have a business meeting over in Rogers City that I had to attend and had a very good, very productive meeting. Greatly appreciate all the folks that participated in that meeting. And Izzy did a great job. Subbing in, as usual, lots of guests, lots of interviews, lots of information. You may have heard the very last segment. She was finally able to hook up with Jake Lang. He's one of the January 6th people still being held in a jail in Washington, D.C. Over 1,000 days. This guy's been languishing in a city police department's jail, not transferred to any prison. The just unbelievable conditions this guy's had to put up with. And he did have a give, send, go set up. This is for his legal defense fund, hiring attorneys to get this, hopefully, to a trial someday, or better yet, if Donald Trump is elected president next year, maybe, just maybe, he can be pardoned along with all the other January 6 captives that this president and his Justice Department are holding illegally against their constitutional rights. Whatever happened to a speedy trial? Can somebody explain that to me? How is it these guys are sitting in jail cells without having a jury trial by their peers? It's just amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Well, if you'd like to donate $5, throw some money at this guy to help him out, text me Jake, J-A-K-E. And I'll text you back, j6legal.org. It'll be a clickable, dialable link into your phone. You just click on it. It'll take you to his Give, Send, Go account. /J6Legal is the Give, Send, Go account. They had set this up. $500,000 is what they hoped would be enough money to hire the attorneys to get this going in the court system. And he's just a little bit under $33,000 away. He's at $467,115. And you have to understand, these lawyers in Washington, D.C., folks, you cannot find a lawyer in that town for less than $500 an hour. If they work on your file for 2 hours, it's a $1,000 bill. If they go to court, it's $10,000 just to walk into the courtroom, plus their hourly fee, plus travel, plus expenses. So if you're interested, again, just text me, Jake. It's j6legal.org. It goes to the givesendgo.com/j6legal account and donate $5, $10. See if we can help him get this up to $500,000 and get this going. This is absolute insanity. But again, thank you, Izzy. Appreciate the fill-in for yesterday. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of things to talk about. All kinds of stuff happening in Lansing, even though they're out of legislative session. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. And when it's time for leaving, I hope you understand that I was born a rambling.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday. I'm going to try to add Megan in from Sioux Animal Hospital. We had a little technical difficulty, but we will get through it. And Dr. Jeff is on vacation for the Christmas holiday. So we'll see. There's Jeff. Okay, click on Jeff is green. The headset, Megan, is on. So let's add this in. And all you got to do is answer. Hopefully this will join her into the call. And we'll be able to talk with Megan up there at Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, sir. I'm going to hang up the phone, and then we'll get the headset on here. All right. Good.
Merry Christmas.
Can you hear me?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. You were in surgery already this morning.
Oh, yes, sir. First thing this morning.
What was going on up there at Sioux Animal Hospital?
Well, we've got some spays and neuters and a couple of dentals today.
Very good, good, good. Well, glad the ship is running fine with Jeff not being there. Hey, I wanted to have you on, Megan. We haven't talked in a while. I came up and met with Jeff before he left for his vacation, and he gave me a tour of the facility. And yes. I did not realize how big a place that is and all the different components and holding areas and surgery and the dental room and all the things you guys got set up there. It's really been growing, expanding a lot of things in a good positive direction. But from the time you've been there with Jeff, now you started how many years ago with him?
I've been with Jeff for about 12 years now.
12 years. Mm-hmm. And you went through the transition of him purchasing the Sioux Animal Hospital and all the expansion and all the growth there. How have you seen things change compared to the way Sioux Animal Hospital used to be 12 years ago?
Oh, it's wonderful. So the Dr. McCrums, Ken and Cindy both owned it prior, and it was just a hallway. I mean, we had the two exam rooms, your surgery room, and like a file food room. It was very, very tiny. So with Dr. Heiss then buying it and expanding it the way he did, it's just so much more room to actually hold the animal, you know, safely. We have a beautiful treatment area here with, we can do our bloods, urines, fecals, any type of emergency procedure. You know, we have extra oxygen tanks on hand. So it's just, we have the space to kind of not be on top of each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was amazing to me adding the dental room where the actual, you know, dental is now taken. That's completely separate now from the rest of the operation. So you guys can work in a private room and really focus on just providing dental care for the animals.
Yeah, and it's also containing that dental bacteria in a room too. You know, not having that dental, I don't call it disease, dental bacteria floating in the air.
Exposure.
You know, exposure for the spays and our orthopedics that Dr. Lahais does.
Right, right, right. Now, one thing that was really interesting is he showed me also the new x-ray room that was expanded and the new table and the new computerized. This computer, I could not believe the high resolution quality of these x-rays. Explain that to the people, what the machine is, what is it capable of doing compared to the way you used to do things.
Well, that was the thing with the McCrums. You had the old way was to by dip method. So you'd have to take a photo, and then there would be three different dip methods that you would have to dip the cassette into, allow it to dry, and maybe not be able to read that x-ray in about 20 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So a broken leg, a foreign body, I mean, it took time to diagnose that. With this wonderful digital x-ray, the film or that disc is in the table. So as soon as it takes that picture, it sends it to the computer, and it's on the screen within seconds.
Wow. So you can literally see what you just took, whether or not it got what you needed to see, and if not, you can shift the patient a little bit and immediately take another picture.
Yeah, and you know, if we're too high, you know, in the chest, but you wanted a stomach photo, and it's, oh, okay, we're just going to move the patient down, let it take another x-ray. You don't have to wait an hour to show the doctor their films.
Right, exactly. And if it needs let's say it's a shoulder, and maybe it's a different angle, you can shift the patient around right then and there and take another picture at the angle you really need.
Yes.
Wow, that is too cool. And that I believe he said was quite a bit of money. And then also, based on the operation surgery you were involved in this morning, did you happen to use that new, I believe he said $50,000 laser?
not yet today, but he had an older model before that we've used, but he's had that for almost 15, 20 years now.
Oh, yeah.
So he just updated it. Well, yeah, now it's got these bells and whistles, and it's very fancy. But
now, yeah, what is the advantage of laser in the updated machine? What is it capable of doing for patients? Like, describe a type of surgery where you or Dr. Jeff would use the laser, and how is it so much better than other methods of operation?
Of course. So when you say laser, we do have a cold laser, which is more of your therapeutic arthritis type of a laser. So it's non-cutting, where this laser that I'm using in surgery is a surgical laser, and it cauterizes as it cuts. So there's less bleeding and less irritation almost. Mm. The laser, you know, it kind of replaces the scalpel. Now, it's difficult because with Dr. Jeff's expertise, the scalpel is almost faster for Dr. Yeah. Jeff. So he's, you know, I can't tell you, we're still making an incision. The sure. animals still have a, you know, an open wound that we have to then close and care for. But if it's a very dire procedure, Dr. Jeff might opt out of the laser. He wants to get in, kind of get out, and just be as fast as possible.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
But with the surgical laser, with removing masses or tumors off of patients that are very highly vascularized, this laser will help kind of cauterize those blood vessels to then help aid the doctor in getting that mass off as soon as possible. So gotcha. You're not sitting there trying to chase these bleeders. The cauter is a tool to help him with that.
So if he's using the scalpel, for example, the old-fashioned way, let's say.
Yes.
And he's cutting the mass out. Well, he's getting the mass out, but that's causing, like you're saying, the blood vessels are now also cut. And so they're bleeding into the affected area where it could make it difficult for him to see really visually how much more of the mass has to be removed.
Yes. And with this laser, it also is helping with that inflammation. Trying to remove something so large, it's not only it's helping the skin cells kind of not be reactive.
Sure.
If that makes sense. So it's kind of aiding in both of that inflammation, the pain. I think it cauterizes those nerve endings as well. It kind of helps overall where the patient doesn't feel as affected either.
Wow. So then once the mass is removed, it's cauterized, basically then you're just closing up the incision wound to get you inside. Mm-hmm. And that, I'm sure then, like you say, reduces the amount of pain, but most importantly, probably helps in recovery as well.
Yeah, yep, helps them kind of recover a little faster. I mean, it's still hard because the dog is going to want to run and jump, run, jump, and play, but it just kind of helps aid in that recovery stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you mentioned spayed and neutering. Explain that process to the folks, because a lot of people don't fully understand the difference between the two and also the process.
Yes, of course. So a spay is just a female animal, dog or cat, who mm-hmm. we go into the, you know, it's a fairly invasive procedure. We go into the abdomen, we pull out the uterus as well as the ovaries. We do not leave the ovaries in. Typically, they come out as well. Mm-hmm. And then you sew up the abdomen and you close them up. Where a neuter is a male dog or cat, that we just remove the testicles. We don't remove the scrotal sac, and we don't do we don't cut the cord or anything. We completely take out the testicles and then sew that up as well. It's less invasive for the neuters. It's a more of like a sub-Q incision or under the skin incision, where the females, you have to go into the abdomen, more by the bladder and kidneys is where that organ sits.
Gotcha. One question that we get all the time, and I just got it texted to me just now. They got a puppy for Christmas.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, little golden retriever. Aww. And she's 12 weeks, I think he said 10 to 12 weeks old at this point. When is ideally the best time to have her spayed?
Yes, okay. So, of course, 12 weeks, still go, make an appointment with your veterinarian, get those puppy vaccines all up to date. It depends, I guess, on the surgeon. Usually 6 to 7 months of age for puppies and kittens to get spayed or neutered is ideal. Now, our large breed dogs, so depending on how big this golden retriever puppy will be, Great Danes, Mastiffs, Dobermans, you might want to wait until they're like 2 years of age. So it really depends on the surgeon on how they feel. You want them to grow as much as possible. As soon as you spay or neuter them, it almost kind of stunts their growth.
Mm.
So we don't want any problems, I guess, spaying them too soon or neutering them too soon.
Right. Because it was pretty interesting. Years ago, we found a specialized breeder in St. Louis, Missouri area. And he had on his website, I guess through DNA and genealogy, he had basically bred out ear infections out of Cocker Spaniels.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, wow, this is really getting scientific. And he kept explaining the family trees and how, the animals were getting less and less ear infections. And then he'd breed the mother and the father and create a whole nother, family tree going in that direction. And he insisted that the young puppy that she, Molly, that we purchased, that she had to be spayed and also put a chip in before we could pick her up. And I argued with him a little bit about exactly that point. Is, wait a minute, aren't you supposed to let her go through a cycle, a menstrual cycle, something like that, or bone growth? I thought it was bone related, like you just described.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's a good argument, but if you want one of my puppies, this is just the way I do it.
Yep.
Well, little Miss Molly, she stayed her entire life around 20 pounds as a red and white Cocker Spaniel. And we called her our little toy cocker because she was so cute, But, yeah, interesting. And we appreciate you, explaining that more fully because every time Jeff and I start talking about spayed and neutering, we always get those questions. So we appreciate that. So looking forward to the new year. Things happening there at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Oh, he bigger and better every day.
Excellent. Yeah, he mentioned some new staff coming on, specifically hopefully for the dental room. And then, of course, the other veterinarian that's hoping to make Sioux Animal Hospital her home when she gets through with her rotation.
Yes.
That's excellent. Well, Megan, we appreciate you filling in for Dr. Jeff. And folks, yeah, we appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you soon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, the phone number, store it in your phone, 906-635-5910. Sioux St. Marie Animal Hospital, 906-635-5910. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan.